Girl, Real Talk.
Hey everyone, this is Erica, and I'm so happy that you're back with me on season two of Rich Girl Real Talk, where the vibe is joy and elevation. Y'all, I have been waiting for the right time to just start her up. I mean, it's been so many different things going on. For one, now we moved to Hawaii, y'all. Hawaii! Girl and homeboys, it's been such a journey, but it's all been great. It's been a roller coaster of, you know, adjustments where all of us, myself, my husband, my daughter, we all had to get engrossed to this new culture, this new environment. My daughter is now in preschool and getting ready for kindergarten. My husband, he's got his own thing going, and that's going great, but it's in high intensity mode. Me, same here. I had just got in, got situated, but I had the nerve, y'all, to start a new task. That is getting my real estate license. Yo, I mean, that is pretty intense. So on my way here to Honolulu, I actually was starting up the program on the I want to say it was the CE shop, which is called the Continuing Education Shop. I used that to be able to get all of my prerequisite and then had the nerve, the audacity to keep on leaping and walking in faith to apply for my exam, pass my exam, and go ahead and start working in the real estate industry the following month. So needless to say, my experience coming here was very intense, but all worth it because, of course, we know that faith without work is dead. And when we see a vision, we must go ahead and know that God is giving us a provision as long as we are staying obedient to what he said and not what she said. You feel me? Along with that, preschool. That's been an adjustment for all of us. It was so much to take in at once. I mean, we gave our daughter that cold shower approach, cold turkey, like, go in there, swim, have fun, be a kid with other kids. And, you know, my daughter is already like, excuse me. I like my food at a certain time. I like it at the right temperature. And like, I don't know these people, they're dirty. Not literally, like, but she thinks everything is dirty. And that comes from just a whole other thing. But so she's been dealing with that. And I've been praying with her, and my entire family's been praying for her adjustment. But all in all, she's been enjoying getting used to that routine because she has no other choice. And so it was hard for all of us. Can you imagine, you know, you're being put in a space where you are used to one thing and then everything just changes. It's like a complete 180. And you're like, huh? What? Of course, we liked as adults to just ease into a process. So I felt like, wow, I really had to look at it from my daughter's perspective of this is different. You got me around all these kids that are screaming they want their mommy, screaming they don't want the little oodles and noodles, more so like your goldfish, your goldfish or your yogurt. But again, it was all different. And I just had to think to myself, have I ever been in a space as an adult where I had to just completely do a cold turkey renovation of my life? And I was like, whoa, what does that even feel like? What does that even look like? And I just had to really say, let me sit back and you know, watch her in this process, help her adjust. And I cried in the car. Yeah, I had to adjust because I was used to being solely with her, you know, building those foundational blocks of love and support. And of course, rearing her academically to be able to, you know, get with them during that kindergarten season of her life. But I just have to say, I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of my husband. And also just thankful that we have this moment and God allowed us to adjust accordingly. And no, it hasn't been easy. So, you know, when we think about change, what does change mean to me? Change, I would love for it to be a gradual thing. I can ease into the process. But sometimes we are put in spaces where we have to go cold turkey and say, okay, this is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it. But again, I just wanted to touch bases with you all. And I want you to reflect on a space and time where you've had to change and you didn't like it and you couldn't gradually ease into it. And what were some of the things that you pulled from that moment, from that time in your life where you had to adjust and you didn't have time to feel until afterward? Hindsight, we get all the clarity, and we also, I think, we get empathy. If we really look at it, like, what does that feel like to be taken from things you know, things that you feel good with, your security blankets, and it just jerked away from you? That's a lot. But again, what are some of the tools? I find that the number one tool for me was prayer and seeking God for guidance, but following up with listening to God for the guidance in how I should move, where I should go, what's my next step, activate and move with purpose, and continue to say, stay still when the light turns red. If I'm seeing that yellow light, and then I'm going into that transition to say, let me stop, take a breath, let me see what's happening, let me refocus, and knowing that God wouldn't put me here at this fork or this crossroad or this traffic light if he didn't think I could handle it, if he didn't think that I could arise to the occasion. And we have to ask ourselves, are we arising to the occasion, or are we going to stay in a pity party because it's not the way we think it should look? So change can be great. It's just on how we embrace it, how we feel, how we take it in. And again, I think that's one, listening to God, trusting God, standing still at that red light until God says to move further. Again, those things require that patience, require that stillness. And we can't hear anything if we don't open our senses, open our spiritual space, our spiritual core, and allow God to pour inside of us in that moment and then move. That will be the next step. After we've listened, after we prayed, and after we've listened, we move. Excuse me, y'all, I'm still recovering from a cold, so forgive me, but I had to get on here. But of course, again, we stop, we pray, we ask for guidance, we listen for the guidance, and then we proceed with caution to our next step. And just the wonderful thing about that is God gives us incremental strength, incremental steps day by day, so that we ease into these changes that seem so dramatic, but eventually become a norm. And when we have peace in God, and when we know that God has already brought us through other situations where we've had to adapt and overcome and to adjust, then what makes this any different? What makes this leap of faith? What makes this new season any different? And again, when we're looking at the fork, let's stop and remember, hey, God is with us. And as long as we can hear God and believe God for what he's saying and stop when he tells us to stop and move when he tells us to move, how can we fail? And if we have bumps, it's called learning. When we learn, that's when we can take these tools with us along our journey to give others speed. Because sometimes we can be used to be that originator of that path so that we can help others gain speed. See, it's bigger than us. God always has a bigger plan. And your plan, and you are everything that God has chosen, everything that God is opening and preparing you to be the best version of you so that you can be the fruit for others to be the best that they can be. I want to just say thank you so much for your time. And before I go, I definitely want to leave you with a scripture. Let me see. There's so many good ones. Okay, here's a great one. Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. And even in our state of constant change and evolution, we can always count on whenever we're at that green light, that yellow light, or that red light in our life, that Jesus is the same yesterday. That light that we already had to pass through yesterday, he was there. The light that we had to pass through 5 years ago, he was there. Even sometimes the accidents that are on the side of the road, when we see it, or even ourselves being put in that, he is still the same, same Jesus that took us out of that accident yesterday. And if we're in it today, or even in any time after, in our forever, he is still the same. So as you continue to walk and live and love and light, I want you to understand that regardless of the change that goes on in your life, God is still the same, always and forever. Thank you. And that's my time, y'all. Bye for now.